migrants?
Amy, 40 migrants were killed under custody of the Mexican state. They were detained, arbitrarily detained, only because of their migration status. We saw the images of authorities, the indolence of authorities, while people were, you know, in a place on fire. They didn't do anything to protect them. They didn't do anything to rescue them. And unfortunately, 40 died, and many others continue to be injured. Some of them continue to be at the hospital. The investigation that is being carried out has been already led to the detention of some authorities, low-ranking authorities that were present at the detention center. The National Institute of Migration director has been also brought into the investigation, but he continues to be in his position. He continues to manage the immigration policy of Mexico. He continues, unfortunately, to create conditions for migrants to be at risk. The militarization continues under the National Institute of Migration. And we don't see, unfortunately, that this investigation is going to lead into real justice for those who were killed in this horrible, horrible situation in Ciudad Juarez.
And when we talk about the other side of the border, our side, the U.S. side, Erika Pinheiro, your group, El Otro Lado, and other groups have filed a civil complaint about grave violations of rights in the U.S. committed by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents, namely Border Patrol agents, who for months have used an open-air corridor between the primary and secondary walls west of San Ysidro Port of Entry in California as a holding area for migrants without complying with custody standards. Can you explain what's happening there and what we should understand about the border right now?
Yeah, so we've had this camp of several hundred people right across the border from San Diego for the past week now. It was finally cleared yesterday after a lot of noise made by civil rights organizations like my own and others who are working along the border. Like I mentioned earlier, Border Patrol is holding people in this area without providing even the minimum food, water, and medical care, even for people who are medically vulnerable. And we've also seen several other camps further east in remote desert areas with over 1,000 people who are being held in similar situations. So right now, the camps have been cleared because of the advocacy of many organizations along the border. But we've already seen new arrivals into this area. And it's really important to understand that Customs and Border Protection is the largest federal law enforcement agency in the United States. It's larger than all other federal law enforcement agencies combined. They supposedly were preparing for a surge at the end of Title 42, and they're not processing people at ports of entry. So the decision to leave people in inhumane conditions, again, is a choice. It's a political stunt trying to make it look like the border is not orderly, that there's a crisis and that there's a surge, when in fact the only crisis is the way that Border Patrol dehumanizes migrants who are only trying to seek protection in the United States.
Well, we're going to continue this conversation in Spanish after the broadcast, and we'll post it on our Spanish website. You can go to democracynow.org and click through. Erika Pinheiro, immigration attorney, executive director of El Otro Lado. Gerlin Joseph, with the Haitian Bridge Alliance, heads that organization. And Erika Guevara Rosas, America's director for Amnesty International, speaking to us from Mexico City. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rose, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Taracena, Tammy Warnoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, and Sanji Lopez. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, and Dennis McCormick. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Pittsburgh.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around, oh, ooby-doo. I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you. You'll see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too. Try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Blues, stay away from
you let me be? I don't know why you keep on haunting me. Love was never meant for me. She heard that dance.
burned it to the ground. Rising from the ashes, she make her daddy proud. Her daddy taught her living how to make a flatbed fly. Now she's burning down the mountain under a black and moonless sky. Oh, she's burning down the mountain under a black and moonless sky.
She kissed me like we just met, and all she knew about me is what I've said to her here in the bathtub this evening. Chocolate for two.
on a summer day. Desiree, beautiful, beautiful Desiree. Desiree, beautiful, beautiful Desiree.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and online at wrct.org.
Your abuse, try to stop us. It's no Right with petition. I have this philosophy. Is your life worth a painting? Is this girl versus boy with different symbol? Being bored is power. Scout leader, not detect this big sin. Your risk changed me hostage. Me, I'm fighting with my head. I'm not ambiguous. I must look like a dork. Me, naked with textbooks. So dig this big crux. Organizing the Boy Scouts for murder is wrong. 10 years beyond the big sweat point. Man, it was still there ever without you. Coming back around, look, we're coming together for just a second. A peek, a guess. At the wholeness, it's way too big. At the wholeness, it's way too big.
Play by all the rules. guys don't wear white. Every day I work hard. At night I spend a restless time. The rich kids and all their lazy money. They can't hold a candle to mine. Tell your mama and your papa. Sometimes good guys don't wear white. Of the changing times, white filth and easy living. You can't come close to the love that I've given to tell your mama and your papa. Sometimes good guys don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear.
Going out tracks on the track. Little cartoon nips. Razor X on attack. Okay.
Cause when I need a friend, it's still you. kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy College Station.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Amanda Richard, and this block of music features Peter Schickele. Peter Schickele is a composer and a bassoonist, a classical bassoonist, and a comedian. We're going to cover a lot of the different aspects of his work. What you heard to open up the block was Joan Baez singing Rejoice in the Sun, a song that Peter Schickele wrote for the Silent Running soundtrack. Do you remember that movie with Bruce Dern from back in 1972? Well, Peter Schickele did the soundtrack. That was one of the songs he put on there, Joan Baez singing Rejoice in the Sun. Coming up next, here's something from Peter Schickele's classical side. This is from a chamber work he composed called A Year in the Catskills, and it's the fifth movement finale entitled Fast Driving, as performed for you by the Blair Woodwind Quintet. Thank you. Shickley's Fast Driving from his A Year in the Catskills, performed by the Blair Woodwind Quintet. You can hear that even in his serious works, some humor sneaks in. And that is certainly true in this next piece. This is something he wrote called The Last Tango in Beirut. And it is here performed for you by the Bassoon Brothers and Carlton Jackson.
Thank you.
That was Peter Schickele's Last Tango in Bayreuth, performed there by the Bassoon Brothers and Carlton Jackson from their 1999 record Wanted, the Bassoon Brothers. Okay, it's time to get on to the comic material that Peter Schickele is famous for. When he was a student at Juilliard, he started a series of concerts about a
WRCT Pittsburgh, real vinyl.
White boy.